Wait, so this is Jordan Fort.
Sony Brook Lacrosse Commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Okay. This is Jordan Fort, Stony Brook Lacrosse Commit. You're listening to the Mike 100 podcast. Did I miss that? Is that what it's called? Okay. This is Jordan Fort, Stony Brook Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike 100 podcast. Take three. This is Jordan Fort, Stony Brook Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
You like that one?
Yeah, it got me a little confused a few times, but...
I forgot my name.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness Training, high school girls basketball coach at Huntington, and pro performance specialist. I'm here interviewing athletes who are sharing their stories and journeys about taking their talents to the next level. Today, my guest is Huntington High School star three-sport athlete and Stony Brook women's lacrosse commit, Jordan Fort. How are we doing, Jordan?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So also, for the people listening, Jordan plays at Huntington. I coach high school girls basketball at Huntington. So Jordan played for me since eighth grade, right?
Yep.
And so I've been coaching since eighth grade. Did I have you in seventh grade for middle school lacrosse? Or
yeah,
I was also a middle school lacrosse coach.
Yeah, you coached me in seventh grade for lacrosse and then eighth grade for basketball right away.
So having Jordan since seventh grade is a special guest for me. So we're going to have a lot of fun here knowing you a long time, so it's been really cool seeing you grow through this whole process from just being a middle school girl to now, you know, gonna be a college woman playing cross. What is that transition, or what has the process been since, you know, you were younger? Like, when did you really start playing lacrosse, and then when did it really become, you know, competitive or serious where you really wanted to play in college?
So I started playing lacrosse when I was 4 years old, and I always knew that I wanted to play at the next level, and I started playing travel in fourth grade, and probably in eighth grade was when I realized I was ready to play at the next level, when I actually received a letter from Stony Brook asking to have a phone call, and now I'm going there, which is ironic. Wow. It was my first call, and that's when I realized that I wanted to play at the next level.
Well, that's got to be pretty special. I mean, the first interest you got was Stony Brook, and here you are 4 or 5 years later, and you just committed the other day. That's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, it's definitely really cool that it's always been in my mind since eighth grade, where I thought the recruiting process was going to start right off in eighth grade, and then they changed the rules to where it's now September 1st of junior year, so then I started talking to them again junior year. I had one phone call with them in eighth grade and then started talking to them junior year.
That's awesome. And now you get to be local. So, you know, your family, friends, me, we get to go see you play, you know, right down the road at Stony Brook. So, you know, you said you basically, like, you know, you were 4 years old. You started eighth grade. You really, really got, you know, really serious into it. When did you start getting, you know, a trainer, whether it was a lacrosse trainer or, you know, somebody like me for the strength aspect?
So I think I started coming to you around 7th and 8th grade over at Power of One. And then that's when I started really realizing that if I wanted to play at the next level, I had to put the effort in. And I wasn't going to come easy just going out there, playing games, playing practices. I was going to have to put in the extra time on my own. So that's when I started getting strength training. I wanted to get faster. I wanted to be better in the midfield and the transition on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the working that aspect, especially for, you know, the girls, women lacrosse world is so big. Strengthen, you know, around your knee for ACL, MCL prevention. I know we started, you know, when you were really young. I think we were even doing some boxing workouts back in the day. Do you remember that first experience? It was a long time ago.
I do remember being, before coming in, being told, like, you're not going to be able to complete this workout, like, getting talked up. And then I remember getting in there, and after being like, I can't even move. The next 3 days, I think I was sore.
Yeah, that first initial workout's always the worst. It's funny hearing people's stories. But you did make it through, even though you ended up being really sore. So, you know, speak on the whole, you know, basically coronavirus pandemic going on right now. I guess you really knew in eighth grade you were going to go to Stony Brook, so that kind of solved that problem, that was your goal. But what was the whole recruiting process like, not really being able to go and visit schools? I mean, did that affect you, or did you kind of, were you able to get through it before the pandemic happened?
So luckily, I did not get stuck under the pandemic. I was able to go through my recruiting process successfully without getting stuck. I was able to go to all my colleges that I wanted to look at, weigh out all my aspects, academics, athletics, the coaches, the team. I was able to deal with all of that and commit in November, and the pandemic really hit in March. So I was lucky enough to get on campus, get an overnight at a school like Stony Brook, and get all my stuff in before the pandemic.
That's awesome. So lucky. You know, now it's hard for some of these juniors having to commit and not, you know, physically being able to go to the school. Did you, once you did your Stony Brook overnight, you met the team, the coaches, and this has kind of been a dream, was that smooth sailing from there, or did you still have like another school in the back of your mind where you thought maybe you would go to somewhere else besides Stony Brook?
After my official, I definitely loved the school. I loved everything about it. I loved the team, loved the academics, loved the coaches. And I think I knew where that's where I was going to end up, but I did want to weigh out all my other options. I went on my official there in September. I took about 2 months before I actually committed there. I was going to camps at a whole bunch of different schools, Ohio State, Hopkins, and schools like that. And then I realized that after seeing those schools, I realized there's no place like Stony Brook.
That's awesome. And Stony Brook, you know, for those listening, what are they, top five in the country, top 10, one of the best women's lacrosse programs in the country. So now that you've committed to this school and, you know, you've signed the letter of intent, have your goals changed as far as lacrosse, or have you always had high expectations for yourself, you know, now that you're in your senior year, getting ready for your senior season and, you know, college lacrosse?
No, I think my expectations are definitely higher now that I am knowing I'm going to play lacrosse in college. I think that I realize that I have to be locked in, focused, that I'm going to play at a top five school, and I can't just walk on there and expect to play. I have to work for whatever I want. I have to have a stick in my hand almost every day, be at the gym whenever I can, and work out on my own whenever I can.
Was it hard during the pandemic where you really couldn't go anywhere? Was it hard to train, you know, physically, whether it was just going out for a run or, you know, going outside doing some wall ball, just because you really couldn't go anywhere?
During the pandemic, I took it as a benefit, because I was definitely, at first I was like, oh, this sucks, like, I can't do anything. But then I was given workouts by you. I was at the wall all the time. I had so much time on my hands that I never had on my hands. And I was out there running. I never really went on runs by myself. And I think that I took advantage of it more than took it to a disadvantage, because I didn't know when I was going to get back out there again. And I realized how lucky I am to have the opportunity to play all the time. And now that I was home all the time, I realized that I didn't get to get out there. And
that's awesome. I mean, yeah, it's great that you took advantage of it. I know some people just kind of laid on the couch and, you know, didn't really do much. But, you know, to take advantage of it, especially now being a college commit, it definitely helped you, you know, improve your skills and just get in better shape. So like I said earlier, Jordan plays for me at Huntington High School. What would you say it's like, me being your trainer, like outside of school, And, you know, obviously me being your favorite coach ever.
Berg might get mad about that one.
I also coach with my wife, Coach Bergman. Shout out to my wife, Coach Bergman. She and I both coached Jordan since seventh grade. She's actually known Jordan longer. But what is it like? Obviously, everyone says I'm different at basketball than I am here in this environment. What is it like having me as a trainer and a coach, you know, two different worlds?
I think that there's two very different aspects of it. Seeing you at basketball, you're very locked in, like, we need to get this done. Here, we're more chill, like, joking around, like, getting after it, but in a different way. But when we're at basketball practice, it's like, you're there, you're ready to go, and that's it. There's no time to chill, relax.
So basically, I'm your favorite coach, you're trying to say.
I don't know. Berg's pretty up there. I've known Berg since second grade, probably.
There we go. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, basketball, where it's a whole different world. We have high expectations from a coaching standpoint. But I think, you know, you're a great leader for the younger kids, and you always push the younger kids to get better. You know, and experiences like that are only going to help you as you get to the next level. And obviously, you coming here and training will prepare you even more for college. What would you say, you know, when you come and work out here at East Fitness, what do you enjoy? What do you hate doing? Once I say that word, you kind of roll your eyes inside but don't really show it. What would be your least and favorite activity here?
My least favorite would have to be the sandbags. I hate sandbags with the lunges, jumping lunges and the sandbags. Get me right away, right off the bat. I love doing agility. I love, like, running, getting through the, like, jumping, side shuffling, all that. Like,
that's right, all the sprints,
my favorite,
resistance.
Resistance and stuff like that.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, the sandbags are always rough to do, whether you're jumping, lunging. People definitely don't enjoy doing the sandbags, for sure. Now that I guess we're in November, what are your thoughts on what's really going to happen? I mean, for school winter basketball and then school lacrosse, you know, with everything going on. I mean, we're all hoping and praying that we play. It's really just going to be a numbers game, I guess, based on the numbers, what will happen. But what are you hoping for? What do you think is going to happen here with school sports?
I think we're going to get out there. I think, especially as a senior, I really hope we get out there. I think that we all just have to act like tomorrow is the day that we're going to start. We have to be prepared at any moment to get back out on the court, whether it's basketball, soccer, or lacrosse. For me, I'm really hoping to get my senior season in for all three sports, and I think they'll try to make that happen as best as they can.
Yeah, so what is that challenge like for you? Like, you were getting supposed to have soccer season, you didn't have soccer, and they pushed it to the spring. What is it like where we really don't know when we're going to play, like, from a staying in shape aspect and, you know, keeping your skills fresh? How hard is that not to know, you know, when we're going to play, if we're going to play, or we're going to start next week, or it's going to be in 2 weeks, from a mental standpoint and just from a conditioning skill standpoint? You just always have to be ready.
At some points, it's definitely tough to stay mentally into it, because just being out there every day, usually being a three-sport athlete, having practice 6 days a week, and then having Sunday as my rest day is usually how I have been since eighth grade. So it's definitely hard to sometimes stay mentally into it, but having trainers and being able to go to the gym whenever I can, being able to go to the wall whenever I can, allows me to stay motivated for myself. And I keep myself motivated by knowing I'm playing at the next level and that I have to get out there and practice for myself and for my team that I could play the next day for.
Yeah, I mean, especially you being always so busy playing three sports, club sports, training. How different is it now? Like, explain, like, a day in your life on your busiest day where you're going to school, going to training, games, practice, and then another practice, getting home late at night. Just the whole commitment that you put into, you know, getting better for lacrosse, and what you had to sacrifice, what you had to give up to get to this goal.
I definitely had to give up a lot of different things, but I didn't have to give up as much as I thought I would have had to give up. I still had time with my friends. I had time, like, with my family. But I definitely, whether I'm at school, then I'm going to basketball practice, but then I'm going to the gym after basketball practice and then hitting the wall for lacrosse and trying to stay in lacrosse shape while being in soccer season and basketball season was definitely a challenge that I had to overcome. Sometimes I would lock out and be like, oh my gosh, I haven't touched my stick in a week. And I'd realize that I'd have to get to the wall because I am playing at the next level.
Right. Whether it'd be nights where maybe all your friends were going out or hanging out and you couldn't because you had practice or you knew you had a tournament the next day and you just wanted to get some rest. Were there a lot of times where you kind of just had to stay in because, you know, you were focusing on, you know, training the next day?
Yeah, definitely. I would never before game or practice would I ever go out the night before, do anything like that, hang out with my friends, which was hard. I gave that up because last summer I was away for most of the summer at recruiting tournaments, recruiting games, like anything that I can to get recruited and get out there in front of coaches. So that was tough. I didn't see my friends for a while during that process, but after, it was definitely all worth it.
That's awesome. And you know, being a three-sport athlete, you know, I always love telling the athletes how important that is, that you didn't have, you know, you didn't give up any sports and just play lacrosse. You play soccer, basketball, and lacrosse, and now you're, you know, getting a scholarship to play at Stony Brook. Just how important that is for younger kids to hear, because nowadays a lot of kids will, you know, kind of stop playing all sports to focus on one sport at such a young age, and they miss that, you know, that high school experience. What advice, you know, now that you're a senior committed to Stony Brook, would you give, you know, a younger athlete, boy or girl, you know, whether it's, you know, soccer, basketball, lacrosse, any sport, what advice would you give them now that you've started at such a young age, went through the whole process, played in all these club tournaments, and now have a Division I scholarship?
I would definitely say to stay involved as much as you can. Like basketball, my freshman year, I was never a defender in lacrosse, never have I ever stepped on the defensive end of the field. I was always a midfielder, so I'd play defense from a midfield standpoint. But basketball really helped me in that aspect where I learned how to play defense really well from basketball, and then I went out and played defense for Huntington because they had three starting midfielders that were seniors, and I wasn't going to get a starting spot on midfield, so they said, we could put you on defense and you could start and play the whole game. And that really definitely came from the basketball aspect, so I would say definitely to stay involved as much as you can and play as many sports as you can and stay active and try to help yourself keep motivated and work hard and put in the work on your own.
Yeah, that's a great story. I mean, it's so important to play three sports. One, just to change it up so you don't overdo it one sport, to work those muscle groups. Every sport's different, the way you move. So it's definitely, you know, really important that you did that, and you're proof that you could do it and play at the highest level, especially, you know, Stony Brook being one of the best women's programs in the country. We're going to go right into the Keep It 100, which is going to be rapid-fire questions. I'm going to give you two different options, and you just tell me which one you like better.
All right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Snapchat?
Snapchat.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Nike or Under Armour?
Nike.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Ed Sheeran.
What is your favorite late night snack?
Goldfish.
Goldfish. That's what Thomas eats, goldfish.
Best snack out there.
Jordan Fort, thank you so much for being on the My Capital 100 podcast. It was a pleasure. We're going to have to get you back on once you get your college career going, and you can talk to all these young athletes about your experience at Stony Brook University. Good luck, and thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.